الرحيم. واذكر في الكتاب موسى إنه كان مخلصا وكان رسولا نبيا. وناديناه من جانب الطور الأيمن وقربناه نجيا. ووهبنا له من رحمتنا أخاه هارون نبيا. واذكر في الكتاب إسماعيل إنه كان صادق الوعد وكان رسولا نبيا. وكان يأمر أهله بالصلاة والزكاة وكان عند ربه مرضيا. واذكر في الكتاب إدريس إنه كان صديقا نبيا ورفعناه مكانا عليا. أولئك الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين من ذرية آدم وممن حملنا مع نوح ومن ذرية إبراهيم وإسرائيل وممن هدينا واجتبينا. إذا تتلى عليهم آيات الرحمن خروا سجدا وبكيا. We discuss Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام. Now Allah تبارك وتعالى discusses another Nabi also from among the Ulul Azm Anbiya عليهم الصلاة والسلام. The Ulul Azm Anbiya were five, namely Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام, Isa عليه الصلاة والسلام, Musa عليه الصلاة والسلام, who we will be discussing today, Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم and Nuh عليه الصلاة والسلام. Almighty Allah now speaks about Musa عليه الصلاة والسلام. وكلم الله موسى تكليما. Musa عليه الصلاة والسلام was the Nabi who was blessed and who was known as كلم الله موسى تكليما, who used to communicate with Almighty Allah. Allah تبارك وتعالى now speaks about some outstanding صفات and qualities of Musa عليه الصلاة والسلام. واذكر في الكتاب موسى, and also mention to them in the book the story of Moses, the story of Musa عليه الصلاة والسلام. We find, respected listeners, that we are discussing every day a different Nabi. Almighty Allah mentioned وَرُسُلًا قَدْ قَصَصْنَا عَلَيْكَ. There are many Anbiya which we have discussed in the Quran, وَرُسُلًا لَمْ نَقْصُصْهُمْ عَلَيْكَ. And there are many Anbiya who we haven't even discussed in the Quran. That is why, according to one hadith, approximately plus minus 124,000 Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam came into this dunya. And in Bani Israel, at one given moment, there were several Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's mercy and his love for insan is beyond the comprehension and the understanding of insan. Almighty Allah sends one Nabi, insan opposes that Nabi, insan disregards the message of that Nabi, but then to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he doesn't grudge insan for this. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sends another Nabi, and not one Nabi, not two, not hundred, not a thousand, but thousands of Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sending this manner for the guidance and the reformation of insan. Yet we find, unfortunately, insan did not take the effort and did not take the message of Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam. فردوا أيديهم في أفواههم وقالوا إنا كفرنا بما أرسلتم به. If the father is telling his son something and the son ignores the father, then what does the father say? Utara pota na waste tani kewa maanguj. I'm telling you something for your benefit. Netanini hambar uja malegi tanini nikaluj. I also don't want to tell you. Allah sends the Nabi for the guidance of insan. And what was the reaction of insan? They placed their hands in their mouth, disregarding the message of the Nabi. قَالُوا يَا نُوحُ قَدْ جَادَلْتَنَا فَأَكْثَرْتَ جِدَالَنَا. Oh Nuh, whenever you come in, you are fighting with us. فَأَتِنَا بِمَا تَعُدُنَا. Now, if you want to come in, invite us, we want to see the azab. Otherwise, we're not going to listen to you. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam made effort. Lut alayhi salatu wasalam made effort amongst his people. فَمَا وَجَدَنَا فِيهَا غَيْرَ بَيْتٍ مِّنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. There wasn't more than one Muslim house in that entire place wherein Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مُوسَى إِنَّهُ كَانَ مُخْلَصًا وَكَانَ رَسُولًا نَبِيًّا. He was a person with great ikhlas, sincerity. The definition of ikhlas, respected listeners, like I read in one kitab, one alim was asked, what is meant by ikhlas? He says, that person who conceives his good, just as he conceives his evil. No one wants that anyone must be informed of my wrong, my past life, my evil, my vice, what my heart conceals, what my mind, what I think of 24 hours of my day. No one must be informed of that. Just as we conceal our evil, that person who conceals his good, this is ikhlas. That we are only and only doing it for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and not for anyone else in this dunya. إِنَّهُ كَانَ مُخْلَصًا. complete ikhlas. وَكَانَ رَسُولَ النَّبِيَّ And Musa alayhi salatu wa salam was a great Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, was a Rasul of Allah, was a Nabi of Allah. And as I mentioned, he was from among the Ulul Azm Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala draws our attention to one very important aspect of the life of Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. That how did this silsila of communicating with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when did it commence and how did it commence? How did Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless him with nubuwwat? Musa alayhi salatu wa salam was the son-in-law of Shu'aib alayhi salatu wa salam. On one occasion, he came into the place in Misr where Fir'aun was staying, and there was an argument, there was a dispute between one Qibti, that is a person who belonged to the tribe of Fir'aun, and one person from the Bani Israel. فَصَرَخَ الْإِسْرَائِيلِيُّ The Israeli, the Bani Israel asked Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, Oh Musa, help me. Musa alayhi salatu wa salam assisted him by slapping the opposition. فَوَكَذَهُ مُوسَى فَقَضَى عَلَيْهِ He did not intend to hurt him, but it was the strength of a Nabi. A Nabi has physical strength also, so much strength that we find that Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam mentions on one occasion, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has blessed him with many wives. He says, today I am going to sleep with 100 of my wives, and I'm going to share the bed with everyone, and 100 sons are going to be born, and everyone is going to be a mujahid in the path of Allah. We can well imagine the strength that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had blessed with Nabi, that in one night he could share the bed with 100 of his wives. We find in Hajjatul Wada, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shared the bed with all the Azwaj Mutahharat. This was the physical strength also that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had blessed the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam with. But Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam did not mention insha'Allah. In the hadith of Muslim Sharif we learn only one child was born, none of the other wives conceived, and that child also passed away, the child was born, all the organs of the child was not completed. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, had he said insha'Allah, 100 would have been born and all of them would have been mujahideen fi sabilillah. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam slept this person. When he slept him, فَوَكَذَهُ مُوسَى فَقَضَى عَلِيهِ He passed away there and there. The story is very long. Thereafter, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had to leave Misr and he made hijrat to Madian. When he came to Madian, he assisted the daughters of Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam in drawing water from the well. They were very impressed by this and they narrated the incident to their father that, Oh Abba Jan, today when we went to draw water, a stranger came and he took out water for us. And he looks like a stranger, why don't we assist him and why don't we give him shelter? Finally Musa alayhi salatu wasalam comes by. As he is walking also with great modesty, lowering his gaze, he comes to the house of Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam. He narrates his incident. Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam and one of the daughters were taken aback and impressed by the akhlaq of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam, looking at the beauty, like in our time you say, Ka'ay haro jammai banhe mara waste. This will be a nice son-in-law for me. So Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam, without any reservation, why should the girls' party feel shy when there is a good proposal, when there is a good boy, naqqa masla, because it is below our dignity, we deprive our daughters of good partners. Let us take our proposal forward. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu took his daughter. It was common among the Sahaba ikram radhiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. So they presented, إني أريد أن أنكحك إحدى بنتي هاتين على أن تأجرني ثمانية حجج. I would wish to perform the nikah of one of my daughters to you. The nikah was performed. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam stayed with Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam for a certain period of time. Thereafter, when it was time to return, the Quran is drawing our attention to this episode. On the way, he lost his sense of direction. So he told his wife that in the distance I can see some fire. إِنِّي آنَسْتُ نَارًا لَعَلِّي آتِيكُم مِّنْهَا بِقَبَسٍ أَوْ أَجِدُ عَلَى النَّارِ هُدًى Let me go there, perhaps there will be someone there, they can show us our way, or we can get some guidance and some assistance. As we came close to this fire, the commentator have written, I will quote what I read in Ibn Kathir. Mufassir Ibn Kathir, rahimahumullah, نَوَّرَ اللَّهُ مَرْقَدَهُ وَاللَّهُ فِلْمِ الْغْرَيْهِ with more, he writes, that this voice, this divine voice, as he comes close to this fire, what does Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala say? إِنَّكَ بِالْوَادِ الْمُقَدَّسِ تُوَى O Musa, you are in the holy lands of Tuwa. O Moses, فَخْلَعْنَا عَلَيْكَ Remove your shoes. إِنَّكَ بِالْوَادِ الْمُقَدَّسِ تُوَى this voice, unseen voice, was heard by every organ and every limb of the body of Moses Musa alayhi salatu was salam. What does Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mention? Inni ana Allah, O Musa, I am your Lord. Ana akhtartuk, I have chosen you. Fastami'a lima yuha, so listen attentively to what I have to tell you. Wa qarrabnahu najiyya, and we brought him close and we had a discussion with him. Najiyya, we started conversing with him in secret. According to one tafsir, on one occasion Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said wahi to Musa alayhi salatu was salam, Ya Musa, O Musa, khalaqtu laka qalban shakira, if I bless you with a heart full of gratitude, wa lisanan dhakira, and a tongue that is moist in my remembrance, wa zawjatan tu'inu ala al-khair, and a wife that can assist you in this mission of inviting towards Allah. My respected mothers and sisters, if the woman at home is made, wallah, a nation is made. And if the woman is not made, then Allah's qasam, a nation is destroyed. I always mention, the man can bring deen to the door, to take the deen into the house. This is the effort of the mother, to take the deen and to implement it into the lives of the children. This is the effort of the mother. So this is the wahi, inni ana Allah, I am your Lord. فَاسْتَمِعْ لِمَا يُوحَى, listen attentively. وَأَنَا اخْتَرْتُكَ فَاسْتَمِعْ لِمَا يُوحَى, إِنَّنِي أَنَا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَاعْبُدْنِي وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي, establish salah for my remembrance. إِنَّ السَّاعَةَ آتِيَةَ, قيامت is to come, أَكَادُ أُخْفِيهَا لِتُجْزَى كُلَّ نَفْسٍ بِمَا تَسْعَى, فَلَا يَسُدَّنَّكَ عَنْهَا مَنْ لَا يُؤْمِنُ بِهَا. Don't bother and don't worry of those who ignore the existence of Qiyamah. O Musa, this day is to come, and prepare for this day, and let your nation prepare. أَنْ أَخْرِجْ قَوْمَكَ مِنَ الظُّلَمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ وَذَكِّرْهُمْ بِأَيَّامِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِكُلِّ صَبَّارٍ شَكُورٍ. Take this message, go to your people, remove them from the darkness of this dunya, and bring them into the light of akhirah, from the slavery of insan, من عبادة العباد إلى عبادة رب العباد, and plant them in the slavery of Allah تبارك وتعالى, ومن ضيق الدنيا إلى سعتها, and from the narrow confinements of this dunya to the vastness of this dunya and the akhirah. الله أكبر وقربناه نجيا. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم mentions, don't give me this onions to eat. Why? It gives off an odor. أَنَا رَجُلٌ أُنَادِي رَبِّي, I am a person who communicates and who speaks with my master. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. We find that Musa alayhi salatu wa salam is that Nabi that the ulama ikram have written. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has discussed him in 28 siparas of the Quran. What honor for Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. And the idea of this was to address the Yahudi in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That look at Musa and look at Moses and imitate and emulate the steps of, the footsteps of Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ مِنْ رَحْمَتِنَا أَخَاهُ هَارُونَ نَبِيًّا, and we gave him out of our mercy his brother Harun also as a prophet. When Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala told him to go to Pharaoh and to invite Pharaoh, اِذَهَبْ إِلَىٰ فِرْعَوْنَ إِنَّهُ طَغَى, go and invite him to the oneness of Allah. Why? So that tomorrow when he comes before Allah, he must not say مَا جَاءَنَا مِنْ بَشِيرٍ وَلَا نَذِيرٍ, that oh my Lord, no one reminded you about us. No one reminded me about you. O insan, mustn't come before Allah and say, أن تقول نفس يا حسرة على ما فرطت في جنب الله وإن كنت لمن الساخرين أو تقول لو أن الله هداني لكنت من المتقين. O my Lord, if someone told me about the day that I will have to stand before you, I would have worshipped you. If you had guided me, I would have prostrated before you. O Allah, لو أن لنا كرة, if we could go back in this dunya, نعمل صالحا غير الذي كنا نعمل, then I will worship you and I will be obedient to you and I will fast for you. Now Allah تبارك وتعالى clears the matter in this dunya. وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ مِنْ رَحْمَتِنَا أَخَاهُ هَارُونَ النَّبِيَّ. Allah تبارك وتعالى told Musa عليه الصلاة والسلام that go to Fir'aun and look at the mercy of Allah. فَقُولَا لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا, in a very polite manner, humbling yourself. ادعو إلى سبيل ربك بالحكمة, with diplomacy and wisdom, invite him towards the oneness of Allah. So what did Musa alayhi salatu wasalam say? وَأَخِي هَارُونُ هُوَ أَفْسَحُ مِنِّي رِسَانًا, oh my Lord, Harun is a better orator than me. He has a better command of the language. He has the eloquence of the language. He has the art of presentation of Allah. So send him with me. Read an as a madadgar, as an assistant, يُصَدِّقُنِي, who can assist me, O Allah. ولهم علي ذنب فأخاف أن يقتلون. And I have killed one of the men of Fir'aun, so I fear he will grudge me. We find that when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam came with the dawah, then what did Fir'aun say? قال ألم ربك فينا وليدا ولبثت فينا من عمرك السنين وفعلت فعلتك التي فعلت وأنت من الكافرين. أري you ate on my dastarkhan, mara hum bol mutto to yani mane hum jawa ho, you ate on my dastarkhan and now you telling me with the Nabi of Allah. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent Harun alayhi salatu wa salam. And we know at that time only that person could invite towards Allah who was blessed with nabuwwah. This task was designated and exclusively meant for the prophets. That is why the commentators have written that no brother, listen to this respected listeners, no brother has benefited any brother as much as Musa alayhi salatu wa salam has benefited his brother. Why the most I can do for my brother is buy him a car, get him married, get him a job, do one favor for him. But Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, on his dua, his brother was blessed with nabuwwah. So he had done his brother such a favor that via the dua of his Allah made him a Nabi. Subhanallah, what a great favor he done to his brother, that his brother was blessed with nabuwwah. Further Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala discusses Ismail alayhi salatu wa salam. وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِسْمَعِيلِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ صَادِقَ الْوَعْدِ وَكَانَ رَسُولًا نَبِيًّا. Respected listeners, we are discussing the various anbiya, how we can inculcate the sifat and this ikhlas and this attributes of these anbiya into us. The Quran is not only informative, but تَخَلَّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ, to bring the akhlaq of Allah within us, to imitate the footsteps of the pious chosen servant of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Relate to them the incident of Ismail alayhi salatu wa salam. In the hadith we learn, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى مِنْ وَلْدِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ إِسْمَعِيلِ. Allah has chosen from all the offspring of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, Ismail alayhi salatu wa salam. What does Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speak about Ismail alayhi salatu wa salam? إِنَّهُ كَانَ صَادِقَ الْوَعْدِ وَكَانَ رَسُولًا نَبِيًّا. Ismail kept up to his promise, and he was a messenger and he was a prophet of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Outstanding quality that was found in Ismail alayhi salatu wa salam was that he kept up to his promise, be it the promise that he made with Allah, or be it the promise that he made with insan. On one occasion he made a promise with someone to meet him at a certain place. Ismail alayhi salatu wa salam turned up there at that point. The person wasn't there. Every day Ismail alayhi salatu wa salam used to come there. After 1 year the person turns up. Ismail alayhi salatu wa salam told him that I have been coming here for the past 1 year, that I have made an agreement. I have to keep up to my word. Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, awfu bil uqood. Fulfill your agreement that you have made with insan. Fulfill the agreement that you have made with Allah. And this ayah can be understood more clearly when he showed Allah that, oh my Lord, this agreement that I have made with you, when you told me, am I not your Lord, alastu bi rabbikum. And of course a separate agreement was taken by the anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam. Wa idh akhadha Allah mithaqa bani Israel, when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, wa idh akhadha Allah mithaqa nabiyyina lama ataytukum min kitabin wa hikma thumma ja'akum rasulun musaddiqun lima ma'akum latu'minunna bihi wa latansurunna qala aqrartum. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the agreement that the anbiya also made. So he showed Allah, oh Allah, I am genuine in that agreement. When Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam seen the dream, and he said, Ya bunayya inni ara fil manami anni azbahuka fandur maza tara. Ya bunayya inni ara fil manami anni azbahuka fandur maza tara. Wallah, it brings tears to my eyes, my respected listeners. Every year this is the time for us to think, we are placing the knife on the sheep and we are slaughtering it. There is no pain, there is no agony. The father sees the dream for 3 nights. Oh beta Ismail, I love you my beta. Marujan no tukru. But Allah Pak has shown me in a dream that 3 nights I was slaughtering you. Beta, what is your opinion? If I ma to Umar Abba Jan, there should be no delay when it comes to the order of Allah. Abba Jan, our muhabbat is one place when it comes to the deen of Allah. We will show Allah that we are genuine in this agreement that we made with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Abdullah radiallahu anhu, the son of Asma radiallahu anha, is going out in the battle. He comes to embrace his mother. His mother was blind. She feels the armor. Beta, why are you wearing armor? Why are you protecting yourself? Ammi, I am frightened. My mother, I am frightened when I will be blessed with martyrdom. Then the kuffar will disfigure my body and they will remove the organs of my body. So what does the mother say? Allahu Akbar. Ashatu al-mazbuhatu la tu'lin ya bunayya. Oh my servant, when the sheep is slaughtered and then uski kaal ko utar do, remove the skin and remove the flesh and cut the legs and remove the horns, the sheep doesn't feel pain, the sheep doesn't feel agony while the soul has left. Mera beta, jab tu Allah ke naam pe qurban hoga, when you will give your life on the name of Allah, whether they cut your ears or they cut your nose or they remove the organs of your body, jab tu tere rab ke naam pe qurban hoga, then why are you worried? He went into the battlefield. Maa ne apne bete ko do kameez ke saath rawana kiya. The mother made the child take out all his armor and with two kameez he went into the battle. And Allahu Akbar, with sword in his hand he started fighting. Log kaha karte the ki Abdullah insaan nahi hai. Itni bahaduri Allah Pak had given him. People used to say he is not insan and he was beheading the kuffar. Finally the time came, the labbaik came from Allah. It was time for him to leave this dunya. He seen ki ab main bachunga nahi. He told his mother, hi ammi, Allahu Akbar, my mothers and sisters, if sahaba ikram, if the mothers of sahaba and the sisters of sahaba had to keep their children in front of their eyes, like how we say, mera beta meri aankho ke saamne ho, my son must be in front of me. If the women of Sahaba had to keep their children in front of their eyes, to aaj main aur aap kalma padhne wale na hote. Today you and I would have not been the reciters of the kalima. When he seen that he's about to breathe his last, he told his mother, ya ammi, oh my mother, in qutiltu fala tabkini. Very soon this voice will reach your ears that your son has been martyred. Don't cry over my demise and sit and make dua for me. So he showed Allah that he was genuine in that agreement that he made with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. When Jabir radiallahu anhu, in the battle of Muta, the devil comes before him, fighting at the age of 33. فَتَمَثَّلَ لَهُ الشَّيْطَانِ. The devil came, وَجَعَلَ يُمَنِّيهِ بِالدُّنْيَا. Oh Jabir, you have young children, you have a wife behind, don't die in this battle. Allahu Akbar. Instead of responding to the invitation of the devil, what does he say? Ya habbatal jannati wa qitrabuha tayyibatun wa baridun sharabuha warrumu rumun qaddana adabuha kafiratun ba'idatun ansabuha alayya illa qaytuha dhirabuha. Ey jannat tu kitni pyari, ey jannat tera pani kitna meeta, ey jannat tujhme rehna kitna umda, ey jannat tere mahallat kitne aali. He started praising jannat. Then he went into the battlefield and one hand was made shaheed, the other hand was made shaheed. Finally he collapsed. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sitting in Masjid al-Nabawi, Allah removed the veil. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, aray Jafar shaheed ho gaye aur gaye jannat mein. Jafar has been martyred. Tears started rolling out from the eyes of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he lost his two hands in the path of Allah. Allah Pak has given him two wings in Jannat. Yatiru bihima fil jannati haythu sha. He will fly merrily in the gardens of Jannah. Showed Allah that they were genuine. Innahu kana sadiq al-wa'di. The agreement that they have made with Allah, they will keep up to that agreement. And even the agreement that they have made with insan, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, ayatul munafiq salat, idha hadatha kadaba, wa idha wa'ada akhlafa, wa idha atu mina khana. The sign of a munafiq is when he speaks, he lies. And when he makes an agreement, he goes against his agreement. One poem I read in one kitab, the poet says it so beautifully. He says, لَإِنْ جُمِعَ الْآفَاتُ فَالْبُخْلُ شَرُّهَا وَشَرٌ مِّنَ الْبُخْلِ الْمَوَاعِيدُ وَالْمَطَلُ وَلَا خَيْرَ فِي وَعْدٍ إِذَا كَانَ كَاذِبًا وَلَا خَيْرَ فِي قَوْلٍ إِذَا لَمْ يَكُنْ فُعِلًا. If all the spiritual diseases have to be gathered, then the worst of all, فَالْبُخْلُ شَرُّهَا, the worst is miserliness, بُخْل and stinginess. وَشَرٌ مِّنَ الْبُخْلِ. And if there could be something worse than that, then it is false promises. وَلَا خَيْرَ فِي وَعْدٍ إِذَا كَانَ كَاذِبًا. And there is no good in any agreement when you cannot keep up to your word. وَلَا خَيْرَ فِي قَوْلٍ إِذَا لَمْ يَكُنْ فُعِلًا. And there is no good in advice when it has not been practiced. So the outstanding quality of Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, إِنَّهُ كَانَ صَادِقَ الْوَعْدِ وَكَانَ رَسُولًا نَبِيًّا.
وكان يأمر أهله بالصلاة والزكاة وكان عند ربه مرضيا.
And he is to command his household, his family members to establish salah and to discharge zakah. وَكَانَ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ مَرْضِيًّا. And he was acceptable in the sight of Allah. Respected listeners, every day, not one page of the Quran wherein Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala doesn't speak about the importance of salah. Muhammad bin Munkadir rahmatullah alayh, jazza alaylahu athlatan. He had divided his night into three parts. Himself, his mother and his sister. Allahu Akbar. May Allah make our homes like the homes of Sahaba, that one house was becoming a markaz and one house was a madrasa. Allahu Akbar. One third the mother used to speak with Allah, one third the sister, and one third Muhammad ibn Munkadir used to stand on the musalla. When he lost his sister, then him and his mother divided the night into two, and after, in the later stages, his mother passed away. So after Ishaat al-Fajr is to stand and communicate with Allah. This is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants. Allahu ila Dawood. Allah sent wahi to Dawood alayhi salatu was salam. Ya Dawood. Allahu Akbar. Respected listeners, listen to this very, very attentively. Kazaba. Ya Dawood. Kazaba man idda'a mahabbati idha janna alayhi al-laylu nama anni. Juta hai wa admi jo meri mahabbat ka dawa karta hai aur raton ko sota hai. Oh Dawood, that person is a liar who claims to say he loved me, but in the night he cannot take out 15 minutes and stand and speak with me. أَلَيْسَ كُلُّ حَبِيبٍ يُحِبُّ الْخَلْوَةَ مَعَ حَبِيبِهِ. Is it not that the lover searches for seclusion with his beloved? Every lover wants to be in seclusion with his beloved. Why? Because he loves her or he loves him and he wants to speak to him or her in seclusion. Oh Dawood, my insan says, my banda says he loves me. He doesn't know at the early part of the morning, Ya ayyuha raqib kam tarqub. Eh sone wale, tu kab tak sota rahega? Khul min al-layli walau sa'a. Stand up even if it means for a few seconds. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, Rahimallahu imra'an ayqada. May Allah shower His mercy on that person who gets up in the night. وَأَيْقَضَ أَهْلَهُ. And then he tells his partner, Oh my beloved, stand up. Oh my beloved, stand up. Oh my children, stand up. Let us communicate with Allah and derive the sweetness of the true iman. وَكَانَ يَأْمُرُ أَهْلَهُ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ وَكَانَ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ مَرْضِيًّا. And he was acceptable in the eyes of Allah. Likewise, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about Idris alayhi salatu wa salam. Innahu kana siddiqan nabiyya wa rafa'nahu makanan aliyya. We elevated the status of Idris alayhi salatu wa salam. If we study the Quran, the advice of Luqman alayhi salatu wa salam to his son, Ya bunayya aqimi salata wa amur bil ma'roof. Oh my Muslim parents, when you're sitting down on the table and you're asking your son, Tarabayhu humukche, and this and that, let us even ask him, today did you read your Quran? Did you perform your salah? Let our discussions also revolve around Allah. Let our discussions also revolve around death. Let our discussions also revolve around the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my mother, you are worried about the lunchtown of your son, and that his shoes are shining, and that his bag is ready, and that his books are in his bag. Well, very important. Allah Ta'ala increase your love and your affection, but worry that before he goes to sleep, he takes the name of Allah. Allahu yatawaffa al-anfusa hina mawtaha, wallati lam tamut fi manamiha, fayumsiku allati qada 'alayha al-maut, wa yursilu al-ukhra ila ajalin musamma. Perhaps it's time up for him to leave in this dunya. What condition is he going to leave this dunya? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions, أولئك الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين من ذرية آدم وممن حملنا مع نوح ومن ذرية إبراهيم وإسرائيل وممن هدينا واجتبينا. Allah is teaching us who is fortunate, who is blessed, who is lucky. Allah speaks about Anbiya. We spoke about Zakaria. We spoke about Yahya. We spoke about Isa. We spoke about Ibrahim. We spoke about Musa. We spoke about Ismail. Alayhim as-salatu wa taslimat. Allah says these are the fortunate souls. And these are the people who, when you read the biography and you study about them in the Quran, your mouth should water. An'am Allahu alayhim. Allah has showered His mercy upon them. Min al-nabiyyin. Wa tilka hujjatuna ataynaha Ibrahim ala qawmi. What was the outstanding quality? إِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُ الرَّحْمَانِ. When they used to read the verses of Allah, they used to fall in sujood before Allah, crying before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala.
That is why it is mentioned of one Buzrud. Before him, one person was reciting the Quran. He said, هذه القراءة فأين البكاء. Oh my friend, you are reading the Quran. Where is the crying? فإن لم تبكوا فتبكوا. If you can't cry, then try and cry and imitate those that cry. وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ تَرَىٰ أَعْيُنَهُمْ تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمْعِ مِمَّا عَرَفُوا. When you read the Quran, then the person across you must actually feel that this man is reading the Kalam of Allah. Just as when we pick up the letter, then the person sitting in front of us can gauge from the appearance of our face whether there's good news or bad news in the letter. Our face will give away everything. Likewise, O my Banda, when you read the Kalam and you read in the verses of Allah, then read it with such feeling, read it with such jazbaat, read it with such emotions that it makes you cry and it makes all the people around you cry. Allahu Akbar. One sahabi, one youngster was performing salah and in namaz he was crying. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walks past. Aapne farmaya, لَقَدْ أَبْكَيْتَ أَعْيُنَ مَلَئٍ مِّنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ كَثِيرٍ. اے نوجوان, آج تیرے رونے نے بے شمار فرشتوں کو رلا دیا. او مائی مسلم یوتھ, دیز آر دا پیپل وین وی نیڈ آور ماؤتھ شوڈ واٹر. نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سیز, او یانگسٹر, اللہ قسم, ٹوڈے یور قرآن واز ریسائٹڈ ان سچ اے وے دیٹ تھاؤزنڈز آف دا ملائکہ سٹارٹڈ کرائنگ آن یور ریسیٹیشن. مے اللہ پاک بلیس اس وذ سچ